Okay, thanks councillors, thanks staff. I'd like to declare this meeting 20th of March open at 16. Apologies for the lateness. Item two, public question time. There is no public questions. Item three, attendances, apologies and leave of absence. We have two applications for leave of absence.
Mr. President, we do. One from the CEO for 5 days leave over the Easter break. And one for Councillor Pitchell for the month, the 14th of April, leave of absence.
So everyone's clear on that. So I'm going to ask to go straight to someone to move that we accept these leave of absence applications, please.
Councillor Dixon.
Thank you. And seconded.
Councillor Ossinko.
Thank you. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. Item four, obituaries. I do not have any, but if anyone else does, please speak up.
There was two that Kiara had. Did she give them to you, Kiara? Oh, sorry, Spina?
No, she didn't.
I think it was Barbara Semeny. Who was someone related to the Bookhams.
Okay.
Yes. And the other one was
Irvine.
Rhonda Irvine, me,
Goldsmith. Okay. Thank you. Item five, petitions, deputations and presentations. Do we have any?
Actually, no, there were none.
Thank you. Declarations of interest. There is one, which is myself. Which is a item, whatever number is, relating to the West Yorkshire Cricket Club.
10.1 partiality.
And that being because I'm a life member of said club, so that is a impartiality interest. Is there any other declarations of interest?
My son's a member.
That's fine, I think. Okay, thank you. Item 7, confirmation and receipt of minutes. Item 7.11, offers a recommendation that the minutes of the Shire of Wildcatcham ordinary meeting of council Thursday 27th of February be confirmed as a true and correct record. Somebody to move that, please.
Councillor Stratford.
Thanks, Councillor Stratford. And seconded.
Councillor Patchell.
Thank you. Councillor Stratford.
Just in the minutes from the Wheatbelt Rail Trail, the recommendation doesn't read accurately. There's a bit of a grammatical error. It says that council nominate an Councillor Christy Patchell rather than just Christy Patchell. Councillor Christy Patchell. An shouldn't be in there.
Okay, thank you. Noted.
Might just need to get yes, mover and seconder to approve that change.
I think that's just a grammatical error that'll be corrected. Thank you. Any other comments? Show of hands, all those in favour. Thank you. Anyone against? That's carried. Thank you. Item 7.2, receipt of minutes, 7.21, Audit, Risk and Management Committee minutes. Recommendation that the minutes of the Audit and Risk Management Committee meeting held on Thursday 27th of February 2025 be received by Council. Somebody to move that, please.
Councillor Begley.
Thank you. And seconded.
Councillor Patchell.
Thank you. Any comments or grammatical errors to correct? In what show of hands, all those in favour? Thank you, that's carried. 7.2.2, new travel general meeting. Office recommendation that the minutes of the new travel general meeting held on Thursday, 27th of February 2025, be received by Council. Somebody to move that, please.
Councillor Begley.
Thank you. Seconded.
Councillor Lowton.
Thank you. Councillor Petrol, I was going to say, being our new travel representative, is there anything you'd like to elaborate on around those minutes?
So just for noting, obviously I wasn't in attendance that day as we had council training. However, in those minutes, just a reminder, I guess, for all of us, 7.1 member reports. It used to be the officer's job or Shire's job to provide a Wildcatcher report, and that hasn't been happening.
Claire, yes.
Through the chair, is that the report in terms of like accommodation statistics?
It's statistics, any events that are happening throughout our town, any tourism things, anything major that I can present or the Shire can present for the minute.
Because I am aware that the statistics have been sent the last 2 months, I think.
Okay.
And so that's definitely back on track. And all the rest, we can definitely feed something through to you.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thanks very much, Councillor Petrol. By show of hands, all those in favour receiving that recommendation? Thank you. That's carried. Unanimous. Item 7.2.3, Wheatbelt North East SRRG meeting on the 18th of February. Recommendations and minutes of said meeting held on Tuesday, 18th of February 25, be received by Council. We need to move that recommendation, please.
Councillor Petrol.
Thank you. And seconded.
Councillor Begley.
Thank you. Councillor Begley, that's your realm. Is there anything you'd like to comment?
Two minor points. As Councillor Dixon pointed out to me, they've still listed Peter Klein as the CEO, so I'll be correcting him on that. And also,
Eric Anderson's job title, they've got him as Acting Works instead of Acting Supervisor of Assets and Infrastructure.
Is substantive supervisor, isn't he? Right, supervisor, not acting.
Still acting,
yep.
Right.
And that really the only thing out of that meeting itself that's of interest was they reiterated that we need to get on and get our recoups in, even as long as we've started the job, at least get to the final 20% and better in our bank than theirs. Yes, Claire?
Yes.
We haven't spent 40% yet, which is the requirement for the next recoup.
Yeah.
So once we get into the Wylie North project, which will happen pretty quickly,
yes.
That will happen quickly. And the same with the secondary freight network. We've just done POs for that whole project.
Right.
So we'll go.
Rod's just pushing. The best.
Go to 100 in 5 seconds.
The best way to get more funding is to spend all the funding they're giving us. So
we're definitely on it.
It sounds like it's being monitored very closely. So that's good. Any other comments?
That's all. Thanks.
Thanks, Councillor Begley. Okay, by show of hands, all those in favour of Stephen's recommendation? Thank you. That's carried. 7.2.4, Siaka Management Meeting. Recommendation before you that the minutes of the Siaka Management Committee meeting held on Monday, 24th of February 2025 be received by Council. Somebody to move that, please.
Councillor Stratford.
Thank you.
Councillor Lawson Kerr.
Thank you. Seconded, Councillor Lawson Kerr. Touch the screen. Councillor Stratford, that's your portfolio.
Yep.
Is there anything you'd like to comment on?
It was very strongly sort of talked to about land being ready to go. They pushed that states have written support to the federal government for our for everybody to get the funding. So that was really good. Meriden have indicated that they would like to reduce theirs from 12 to 10, I think, and that is due to budgetary constraints that were unforeseen for them, and that has created a bit of concern for the committee, because obviously that means that somebody else has to cough up for two extra units somewhere so that it fits into the funding, so that's created a bit of an issue, but they'll work through that. They did push me about our land. Obviously, I couldn't give them much of an update other than what we've already said, hence me ringing Lockie and pushing him to work on our behalf. Other than that, that was it.
Thank you. By show of hands, all those in favour of seeing this recommendation? Thank you. That's carried. Item 8, announcement by the presiding member without discussion. There is nothing. Item 9, matters for which the meeting may be closed, is also nil. Item 10, reports. 10.11, accounts for payment. Recommendation is before you. Is somebody, can I ask for somebody to move that officer's recommendation, please?
Councillor Petchel.
And seconded.
Councillor Lozen.
Thank you.
Councillor Petchel, is there anything you'd like to ask or comment upon?
Yes, EFT 4265, it says that there was a return of grant money. I'm just wondering what the grant was for and why we didn't use the grant money, or if we used it, how much?
Through the chair. So that was for the Disability Week grant. We had, I think it was two goes at organising an event with no support, no community support for it whatsoever. As in no RSVPs, no. And then the community development officer resigned. So we didn't try for a third time. In hindsight, the feedback we were given on the, especially the second advertising of the event, wasn't very clear as to who could go to the event. Like, did you have to be disabled, or
yes,
absolutely anyone could have gone to the event. So definitely something to take on board next time if we're to apply again. So, yeah. That's what that was for. And no, we didn't use any of their grant.
Okay. Thank you.
Councillor Lowton, do you have any questions?
No.
Thank you. Any other queries from the other councillors? Okay. By show of hands, always in favour, receiving. Thank you. No one's against. Item 10.1.2, accounts for payments, credit cards. The recommendations before you. Ask for somebody to move that recommendation, please.
Councillor Begley.
Thank you. Seconded.
Councillor Dixon.
Thank you. I'll just ask the whole council, is there any questions you have on the credit card payments? Councillor Stratford.
Can I just ask, just on the prepaid for the retick for the main oval, have we, like, $180, I mean, it's not a huge amount, but is that the most cost-effective way of getting connectivity to that? Is there a way to use our Chris wireless or anything like that instead of a prepaid?
It requires a SIM card.
Yeah.
So, no, I can't use it can't use just wireless internet. It is the most cost effective from a prepaid point of view. I don't think 180 over the year versus a contract, the minimum contract we get. So yeah, that's what it's just data on. It's yearly and it's just data only.
Thank you. Any other queries? Show of hands, all those in favour of receiving the recommendation. Thank you. That's carried. No one against. Item 10.1.3, recommendation that Council accepts the statement of financial activity for the month ending 28th of February 2025. Somebody to move it. Recommendation, please.
Councillor Begley.
Thank you. And seconded?
Councillor Petrov.
Thank you. Councillor Begley, any questions?
No, really?
Councillor Petrov?
Aye.
Any councillor have any comments? If not, I'll go to Claire. Is there anything you would like to elaborate apart from what the report has written? Okay, thank you. Can I ask by show of hands all those in favour of receiving this report, please? Thank you. That is carried unanimously. Fees and charges. The recommendation is there before you, and I just remind Council this is the item that I've declared a impartiality interest for, with the nature being that I'm a life member of the club. Just being reminded that I can participate, but I'll put it open to Council if you'd like me to not participate. Be either way. Any comments? All good to proceed? Thumbs up? Good? Right, thank you. I'm going to ask for somebody to move this recommendation, please. Thanks.
Councillor Stratford.
Thank you. And seconded?
Councillor Lozen.
Thank you. Everyone's clear on that recommendation? Anyone particularly would you like to speak towards that, Councillor Stratford?
I think we discussed it pretty well at the workshop 2 weeks ago, and obviously West Yorkie are the only community group really using the Oval, so I think writing off any fees that they have outstanding and allowing them to use it is actually good for the Oval rather than leaving it vacant. So,
thank you. Councillor Lowe, would you like to speak for?
No, I just think it's they're our last cricket club in the district, so we need to, in my opinion, we need to support them, and if this can be supportive of them, then it'll be a good thing.
Thank you. Is anyone like to speak against? If not, by show of hands, can I ask all those in favour? Thank you. That is carried unanimously. Item 10.1.5. The recommend the compliance audit report, the recommendation before you. Somebody to move that recommendation, please.
Councillor Petrov.
Thank you. And the seconder?
Councillor Dixon.
Thank you. Councillor Petrov, would you like to speak for that? Councillor Dixon?
No.
Anyone like to speak against?
I have a comment.
Yeah. Any comments? Thanks, Councillor Begley. Yes.
One comment. There is no cover page for the compliance audit return to say what period it's for or anything like that. There's nothing on each page to specify what period it's for. I know it's a minor thing that...
Yeah, please, yes.
Through the chair, I can put a cover page, but it is a downloaded document from the department's website.
Well, then it's probably on the department that it doesn't actually specify what period it could have been, last year's or the year before or whatever. It's only by reading through it, some items pertain to the period that we're talking about. But yeah. So just to note that it's Not very clear.
Thanks, Councillor Begley. That's comments are noted. By show of hands, all those in favour receiving this? Thank you. That's carried. Item 10.2.1, the Works Officer's Report. The recommendation that Council receives the Works Officer's Report for March. Somebody to move?
Councillor Wilson Kerr. Councillor Wilson Kerr.
Thank you. And the seconder?
Councillor Begley.
Thank you. A very comprehensive report, lots of things happening. Always a delight to see capital works progressing. Is there any comments? And I'm sure staff will answer if they can. If not, they'll be taken on notice. Any queries? Councillor Stratford?
Not a query, just a comment. In the refuse site states that we're exploring potential new sites. There's been quite a bit of work already done on the availability of sites within the Shire, relating to waterways and things like that, so it'd be useful to minimise the amount of time we'd spend looking to find that research.
Councillor Stratford, any other comments? If not, by show of hands, all those in favour of receiving this report? Thank you, that's carried. Item 10.3.1, the Chief Executive Officer Report. The recommendation before you that Council accepts this report for the month of March. Somebody to move that recommendation, please.
Councillor Dixon.
Thank you. And seconded.
Councillor Petchel.
Thank you. Any queries? Councillor Stratford.
I was just going to ask the CEO if she could maybe discuss the New Rock exec meeting and just what was discussed there, and perhaps the Welga forum that you attended. What was learnt? Interesting.
Thank you for that question, Councillor. I'll take that on notice and perhaps circulate just a brief update in relation to those two meetings.
Thank you. By show of hands, all those in favour of receiving this report? Thank you. That is carried. Item 10.3.2, review of register of policies. The recommendation before you, I will read this one, is one, resolve to approve the amendments documented in this report and in attachments A to section 1, administration, and 2, finance of the register of policies, and 2, authorise the Chief Executive Officer to make any minor formatting and error or omission changes to sections 1, administration, and 2, finance of register of policies. Somebody to move that recommendation, please.
Councillor Wilson Kerr.
Thank you. And seconded?
Councillor Begley.
Thank you. Any Councillor Lawson Kerr, would you like to speak toward this recommendation at all? Or
no, thanks. No.
Councillor Begley?
No, I don't have any.
Anyone like to speak against? In which case, I'll ask. By show of hands, all those in favour of receiving this recommendation. Thank you. That is carried. Item 10.3.4. Item 10.3.3, review of policy honorary freemen of the Shire. Officer's recommendation that Council adopt the amended policy. And authorise the Chief Executive Officer to make any minor formatting and error or omissions. Somebody to move this recommendation, please.
Councillor Lotion.
Thank you. And seconded.
Councillor Stratford.
Thank you. Councillor Lotion, would you like to speak? Or
I'll speak on it.
Speak on it.
I will speak against the review of policy in the motion.
Okay.
I think Freeman of the Shire is a very rare and prestigious award, and to reduce the amount of time could probably, I wouldn't say cheapen, but maybe, sorry,
I was, so you don't want to speak for, sorry, but we'll just progress. Councillor Stratford, would you like to speak for?
Yeah, could I speak for first?
I don't think it's to speak for, I want to speak to my vote.
So you could,
would you like to speak?
Speak, it's not for.
Like speak against.
Yes, please.
Thanks, Councillor Light.
Okay. I feel that Freeman of the Shire is an incredibly rare and prestigious award, and if we reduce the amount of time that it takes to get it, then we may make it less rare and probably less prestigious. In that way, it may be, I would feel it's unfair for the existing recipients of the award. So I disagree with this recommendation and motion.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak against? Councillor Stratford?
I concur with what Councillor Lotion said. I think we have an existing honorary Freeman who met all the criteria of the existing policy, and I think he's a very deserving recipient, and I think to reduce the time, I think, sort of takes a little bit away from it. I don't think the policy states that you have to live within the community for 40 years. It just says you have to contribute to the community for 40 years. So it doesn't say that you can't move away from the community and still contribute in some way. You know, you might come back and play bowls, you might donate to things. I think you can still contribute for 40 years without living here. So I don't support the change.
Thank you. By a show of hands, those in favour of receiving this recommendation and against, that's everyone against. I'm sorry, my head was thinking elsewhere. Mine was concurring with others. Would council like to put forward a counter proposal to so that the CEO has direction to write the policy? Or Councillor Stratford?
I don't know that there's any need to change the policy at all. I think it stands quite well and continue on with exactly what was there.
Should we then set a motion to retain our current policy?
The motion's just been lost, so there's just no.
So we are retaining it.
Mm.
Do we need to say that it's been reviewed, though?
As
in,
you
need to say that it's actually been reviewed.
Yep. It's been lost. Yep. Nothing happens.
Okay. Can I make one comment about this?
Yes.
This doesn't stop us at some point in the future. If we find someone deserving of this policy that hasn't quite met the 40 years, we could always revisit this policy and modify it if we find someone deserving. It's not like, you know, just as we feel this way, someone happens to we feel that way in the future, we can still change this policy at a future time. Yeah.
Thanks for your comments, Councillor Begley. We shall move along to item 10.3.4. Review of policy 2.4, budget preparation policy. recommendation is before you. Somebody to move this recommendation, please.
Councillor Lawton.
Thank you. And seconded?
Councillor Begley.
Thank you. Councillor Lawton, would you wish to speak for?
No.
Begley? Councillor Begley?
I would like to ask the question. This was a current policy we had, or is this a new one?
Through the chair, this was a current policy. The original recommendation was to delete this policy as it just reflects what was in legislation. And there was discussion at the last council workshop that a councillor's preferred to have the policy remain. There's no changes to this. It's just confirmed that the policy
will remain. Retaining it. Okay.
Anybody like to speak against? If not, I ask by show of hands all those in favour of receiving this recommendation. Thank you. That is carried. Item 10.3.5, review of policy 2.1, regional price preference policy. Recommendation is before you. Somebody to move this recommendation, please.
Councillor Begley.
Thank you.
Councillor Ossenko.
Thank you. Councillor Begley, would you like to comment on this recommendation?
We spoke at length at our workshop about this, and obviously we all just thought that obviously encouraging local, buying local is a good thing. But we also discussed how hard it is for the Shire to make those judgments at the time for smaller purchases. The thing that I'd like to really speak about is in the policy, we've got our percentages here in regional pricing preferences for goods and services. Just when you look at those percentages, they seem very reasonable. When you actually do the sums, for the goods and services policy, 10% of $500,000 is $50,000. So that would be the limit of when you are looking at different tenders. 5%, so $25,000 limit at 5%, that is also, so that's $1 million. That's a much bigger tender. I know these numbers seem fine as percentages, but when you look at it, you're actually, it's a much bigger tender that is less likely to be picked up by someone local that has a smaller amount of discretion there. And then when you look at the construction side of things, 5% of $1 million is $50,000 and 2.5% of $1 million is $25,000. It's the same, they're sort of hitting the same threshold, whereas that 5 and 10 seems half and, you know, half as much, but it's not because it's a percentage. Just to point out the inconsistency of the math.
I definitely take your point, and it's a valid point. I think the reality is that the first consideration is the actual ability to service that.
Exactly. That's the thing. What I'm really saying, it's a bit of a moot point because once you're in those $1 million contracts, the number of people that can service that locally diminish immensely depending on what that contract is. So the numbers are a bit arbitrary there. I guarantee if someone local could bid on those contracts, they're probably going to be in the ballpark anyway because they're playing the same game.
Would you suggest any changes to the numbers? Or just bring it?
Not really. I just want to bring it to people's attention that, and we discussed this at length because we all feel that it's a good thing for the region to be trying to keep as much money in as possible. We also discussed how that once we get to those major projects, we're really, you know, opportunities are short in the area. So just to point out that the numbers that we pick really don't matter a hell of a lot. Because that was a lot of the discussion, where those thresholds are.
Thank you. Anyone like to speak against? If not, by show of hands, all those in favour of receiving this recommendation, Thank you. That is carried. Item 10.4, planning and building. You don't have anything.
No, cheers.
Thank you. Item 11, motions of which previous notice has been given.
Through the chair.
Thank you. Item 12, questions by members of which due notice has been given.
Through the chair, none.
Thank you. Item 13, urgent business approved by the person presiding or by decision. There is so nothing. Item 14, matters behind closed doors, is nil, which brings us to item 15, the closure of this meeting. Thank you for your attendance and your input, and declare this meeting closed at 4:52.